After this close scrutiny and study of terrain, we confirm that life is in the primitive stage and prepare for our initial landing. Excitement is running high, for we are approaching the spot which we had previously chosen for this unprecedented event, a plateau, nestled in a valley of pine, palm and cypress. It is situated a foot due west of the Cape Verde Islands, on a large stretch of land, which reaches from below the tip of present Africa, to within 600 miles of Greenland. We drop to a few feet above ground, and pause for the rustling of the palm fronds in the breeze. We settle slowly and rest solidly on earth and for about a half an hour, just watch. Then came the twittering and song of the birds, the first living sounds of a new world. Our hatches slide open and the warm, heavy, humid air filters into the ship, but we do not experience too much difficulty in breathing. The access ramps slip silently to the ground, and we emerge to a land of breathtaking wonder, an overwhelming emotion of joy, of thankfulness brings tears to the eyes of all, but even they cannot dim the perceptive beauty of the flora, the bright plumage of the birds, the blue haze hanging in the mountains of this wonderland. We transmit news of success back home, and plant our banner. A white flag with its, NED 103, bright blue star, which almost 200 years was to be a symbol of love, advancement and achievement in this new world. After the first joyous, emotional surge, we took stock of the surroundings, made tests of the water, soil, stone, plant and the trees. Classified many types of insect, lizards, snakes, fish and birds. The snakes being the larger of the animals we encountered the first day. We also noted that the gift bundles, which we dropped previously, had not been touched but lay as they had fallen. In our period of observation, we had seen many large campfires, during the nights and as evening approached elected to build one in hope that it may induce the natives to come to us, but we later learned they moved very little after dark, and that the fires were basic procedure to ward off evil spirits and prowling animals. Early the next morning, our instruments indicated many people around the ship, and we could see movement amid the trees, so decided to have breakfast in the open. We kindled four small fires, opened the gift bundles, and removed utensils and food. Every motion, each action very precise, very obvious and made a great show at cooking breakfast, but still they did not appear. We had just about given up hope when we noticed a motion of the bushes, at the edge of the clearing, and six children stepped into view. They came forward slowly, hesitantly, with several backward glances. We did not move but continued eating, as they approached to within a few feet of our circle, and stopped. Six small light blue-skinned female children, with brown eyes and straight black hair. All were naked and although they were very cautious, seemed a bit more curious than frightened, as la little flock of birds ready to fly away. At last curiosity must have overcome fear, for 130 men, women and children came out of the woods. All were blue-skinned and scantily clad. Tiltapes 107, later, they held our craft in awe and wonder and each time they passed it would touch it, as though it were a special pet or friend. We tried to explain that we had come from one of the stars in the sky and this completely mystified them, but they did consider us all the good spirits into one. It came time to move on, and they were very reluctant for us to leave. But we told them to guard our banner well, and to watch the sky for we would return with many of our people, to teach and to free them from fear, strife and want. We made many stops during the next 2 months, and charted a good deal of your planet. We classified the natives in five major groups, to skin pigmentation. The golden race by far the more numerous, inhabiting the land of East Southern Europe, across Asia and Lemuria almost to the shores of Central America. The white race in Greenland, across Northern and Central Europe and Asia, to Siberia. The copper race, from Siberia to the tip of South America. The blue race in Central and Northern Atlantis and across North Central Africa to Borneo. The races had one characteristic in common: all had black hair, and their eyes varied from light brown to black. After completing 2.5 months of adventure and research, we returned home, our craft loaded with specimens of soil, mineral, plant, insect and some animal life, and to assist in the planning for colonization of this new land. Our first city, which later developed into the greater of all, was established at the site of our initial landing, the second in Peru, and the third at a point, which would be just east of the Marshall Islands, the next in southern Tibet, and the last in Lebanon. From these five great centers, we started to fan our colonies. We had very little trouble with the natives, in fact they were all eagerly awaiting our coming, and willing to work with us and very anxious to learn. In the beginning our great problem was their warlike and belligerent attitude toward each other, for they knew of only one way to settle disputes, might and brute force, no matter how trivial the differences. Our first established laws were codes of retaliation, a hurt for a hurt, a burn for a burn and so on. Later in book and in time, the one principle which was not divulged the breakdown of the atomic structure of matter and it had been a closely guarded secret since its development, for although its benefits were many, it also had a potential force to destroy, even to a planet, if used unwisely. During the next few years, agitation arose from these and other imagined grievances, societies were formed, which we were banned and rumors were spreading as to our foreign status, invaders from another land. In the past we had adopted a magnanimous attitude toward the little differences, petty jealousies and flare-ups, did not realize that the urge of nationalism, the lust for conquest had not been erased, but merely lay dormant in their emotional character. Now they were well educated, versed in the sciences, engineering, the arts and crafts, had their elected leaders, and ruling councils, who apparently decided that we had outlived our usefulness. We could no longer ignore these rumors, the veiled threats and incidents, so an investigating committee was organized, to determine the extent of their plan, the ultimate aim and the intended method to achieve its conclusion. A good portion of the populace was still loyal, and we soon uncovered the operational strategy of its scheme. A plan of staggering magnitude, for we had been completely unaware of the theft of the formula of disintegration, by means of a trick of light refraction, and was being used to fashion devices of destruction and conquest. It figured that our annihilation here would be the initial phase of the campaign, and then on to the other planets. We gathered as many of our women and children as available craft will carry, and sent them home and flashed and saws for help and equipment. We made hasty attempt, with the limited facilities at hand, to devise a neutralizing system, but did not know exactly where or to what extent they had succeeded, in their build-up, and our help never had time to arrive, for they apparently panicked through the knowledge of our discovery of this insidious plot. Through haste, error in construction design or lack of preconceived method of control, the world literally came to an end. The main concentration of power was directed at our cantons of Atlantis and Lemuria, by far the larger and the most graceful of all our artistic creation in this new world. Enchanted cities and communities of wondrous beauty, conceived in love, and built for the joy, the comfort and expediency of all. A cultural excellence, which has never again been equaled. The energy force waves traveled from north to south, swelling as they advanced, everything in its path, turned to dust and disappeared, the natural land barriers disintegrated, and the seas swept in, causing tremendous earthquakes and volcanic action, entire continents exploded, and were hurled into space. The Earth's orbital velocity quickened and it skidded off on a slight tangent, but stabilized a million miles further from the sun, and although its rotation did not cease, a new wobble added to the devastation, and the turbulence did not exhaust itself for many years. The greatest miracle of all was that a small percentage of life did, somehow manage to survive. A video on how comets have wiped out life on Earth, for more than 3,000 years the planet lay, as though dead, but the only sign of life isolated splotches of green vegetation, but the seed seems indestructible. Plant and tree followed the recession of the ice, in the deeply frozen areas. The remnants of animal and human life multiplied, and again emerged with his warlike traits, in tribal form. Many were integrated collections of several races, for their fight for survival had been fraught with hardship and adversity. We had agreed to leave this world of human beasts strictly on its own, and to hope that at some time, the blood of our own people, which now ran in the veins of some, would eventually predominate. Over the centuries, we have made periodic checks, just to see how things were going and have left observers to record the evolution of the intelligent idiot. Top 113, A Vision of Paradise and the Horrible Catastrophe, which ended it, never left the minds of the people, and although we did not have the opportunity to benefit the majority, before the Holocaust, most had the knowledge of us and awaited our coming. As time dimmed memory, actuality to these remnants of races, was replaced with myth and legend, but forever after have turned to the sky, in supplication, for aid from the stress of need and despair.